Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, another hour of the Alex Jones Show, and I am your host, Alex Jones. It is the day before the elections, the eve of the elections, and we're going to be here, I don't know, like 10 hours tomorrow total, maybe longer. I'm going to go until midnight central tomorrow, and then whoever wants to, from our great crew, David Knight, David Ortiz, Jakari Jackson, Melissa Melton, Dara McBreen, John Bowne, Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, and so many others here of our great reporters. Dan Badani's coming back today from visiting family in Rhode Island. He went through the storm. He'll be here as well. Of all our great reporters, Rob Dew, they're all going to – we'll probably have some roundtables after all the guests and stuff tomorrow. Anyways, I've just got that on my mind. I just can't wait to see what comes out of this giant puppet event. Because you've got election fraud by both sides. You've got no doubt. Well, I'm going to talk about this more in the next segment after some calls. I mean, I cannot believe. Will you guys cue up the Michael Moore and then the other clip? Bill Maher, yeah. And Aaron just found more clips of serious demonstrators for Obama saying we want abortion to get rid, basically, of the ugly black kids. Black people saying this. And I've actually had black people tell me this repeatedly. I've had white people say it about black. I is so sick that the left is not the left at all. They are a bunch of monsters. They are a bunch of the pie is one size. We want socialism. We want to pull everybody down. And we want to abort people. He was just showing me this footage. What made me so mad about it is I saw it weeks ago and didn't even play it on air because it's so horrible. We're going to have to bleep that out and then tie it in with the other doctor saying, you know, we're going to abort all the ugly black babies. And I'm not trying to just get off into this all day. Every time I'm around the so-called left, all they talk about is killing babies and how great it is and how they love death. I mean, I could play Bill Maher saying he loves death because they're eugenicists and even their minions are eugenicists. The victims of it sit around getting into it. And I guess it's the old thing, if you can't beat them, join them. I, for one, have had enough of these people. And then I wish there was an alternative in Mitt Romney. But I'm not dumb enough to sit there and be suckered by it. But still, at a subconscious level, you want to hit the reset button. Come on, change something. I hope Obama changes it all. He did what I thought he'd do. Come on, Romney, change it, but he won't. Because we've gotten lazy and we've let corrupt people run everything. Tommy, from Friday, we got his number and called him back if we didn't get to him on air. He's in New York. Man, 7 days without power in many areas. How are you faring? What can you tell us?
I'm actually pretty good. I have a couple locations. I was down in the East Village where that power plant blew up. I don't know if you saw the video online. I'm about like 3 or 4 blocks away from that. And
wow.
It was really, 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 really crazy. I mean, the East River, the ocean was coming right down Avenue C and Avenue D. People did not leave their homes. People were not prepared, and they all got flooded out. It was definitely, definitely shocking to see that in the place that, you know, people were not expecting it.
Have you seen the reports of police arresting people trying to defend their homes and arresting people that try to bring gasoline to their neighbors?
Yeah, I've seen those reports, and actually I want to speak on that too. Like, I expected, I'm a listener, I'm actually a Prison Planet subscriber, and I expected an exercise of martial law. That was the first thing I thought was going to happen. And at first it seemed that way because they put in bridge restrictions. And there was the gas shortages, and they closed the port.
But You know what? I want to hear this all after the break. Stay there. I'm going to come back and give you the floor. Tommy in New York. Okay, you going to hold?
Yeah, man, I'll hold for you.
Okay, great. Put him on hold. I don't want to cut him short. I always do that. We're going to come back to Tommy. Then we're going to go to Bill, Michael, CJ, Chet. Chet's in New York and others. We'll go to Chet after we talk to Tommy first. But we got open phones, not just folks on the East Coast. But we'll get preferential, you know, head of the line if you've got a report for us. Because we're going to talk about what's happened. They're talking about postponing the election or having it drag out a few more days. So this circus could really get crazy. Stay with us.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Business that you didn't build, that somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing with the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. You have found it, the tip of the spear, when it comes to resisting the globalist. Okay, we're going to go to Tommy in New York, who has been in the middle of the disaster that is Sandy and the government response that's a big part of the disaster. Chet in New York and others, we are going to get to everybody here today. And we are also going to continue breaking down a little spoof video that I put out last night that 15 seconds into it, I explained it is a spoof. I see my IT guys running around. Yeah, it's weird. Every once in a while, if I get right up on the microphone like that, it creates like a thing after it. And that's what happened with another Neumann microphone of the same design years ago. Remember that? Just a little technical stuff. Most people probably can't hear it, but it's very strange. Continuing, I called the video Breaking Mitt Romney Elected 45th President. And then I go on to say, no, he hasn't been. But then I show Democrats with just hundreds of articles out there saying Obama's going to win, landslide, there's no way he can lose, 85%, New York Times with their little push poll. The bookies in Europe and England and Ireland and the U.S. are already paying out on Obama. And my point is that's the attempt to create a foregone conclusion. And the only reason I tend to get even more concerned about 4 years of Obama is because he's not facing re-election. He'll have the power of the pardon. He'll have the power of the executive order unbridled, which he's shown he'll do more than any other president. And I'm not naive. I know it's because we're further down the rat hole now in the New World Order. That's why each president gets worse than the last. But I hoped Obama would turn out to be good. I didn't support him. I didn't support John McCain. I knew John McCain was throwing that election. I knew that was the equivalent of a Don King boxing match, as phony as a $3 bill. And I said that at the time. Joe Farah wrote that at the time for WorldNet Daily, saying, you know, none of the above, wrote a book called that. But with this Obama thing, I mean, saying small businesses didn't build it, that they're going to shut down the coal power plants, that they're going to take the handguns and rifles. I mean, even though I know Romney's bad, man, when Obama is saying he's coming for my guns, when Obama is saying he's going to put the military completely under the UN and NATO, me and my wife have sat around. My wife was this morning and you know, she's somebody raised a Democrat. You know, she's been a patriot for about 15, 16 years since I woke her up. Smart lady, but she's sitting there going, man, I want to leave the country if Obama gets reelected. I'm telling you. Because, you know, we have those discussions every day. Do we get out of here? And it's like, well, we don't. I mean, where are we going to go? Everywhere is under the New World Order. And they're making laws, even where post-tax money, you can't get it out of the country. I mean, they don't want to. Folks, this country's going into tyranny. And I just said, well, look, it's going to be bad if Romney gets in, too, and we got to just stand and fight. But, I mean, it's down to around my breakfast table at 7 a.m. while drinking a cup of Joe with my wife every day. Every day I'm having to say, no, we're going to stay. And you know what? Even if they end up rounding us up and putting us in prison or killing us, I mean, I guess you can call it a wrong decision, but I don't think it's a wrong decision to stay and speak out against this. But I want listeners to understand, this is not a game. I'm not saying this for hyperbole, okay? You know, my wife's got a degree in history and English. She got a special degree via UT in Normandy, France. I have been a history buff. I've studied geopolitical systems, and I've interviewed scores of constitutional lawyers and historians from across the political spectrum who say, yes, we're going into hot, dangerous, evil tyranny. And a lot of people say, well, then I'm just going to cower and try to go along with the system. No. Historically, that is what will get us destroyed. That's like if you see a grizzly bear walking along at Yellowstone Park and you run from it, even if it isn't hungry, even if it just ate a elk, and it's dragging its belly, it's going to chase you down and going to kill you, probably. 90%+ chance, they say, I've even read a book on bears, very interesting, people that have dealt with them. You run, you're dinner. I mean, everybody knows that about dogs. Some big dog comes up to you on the street and starts, as long as it's going to, you know, bite you. If you run, it's going to bite you. You've got to say, hey, get your dog under control, pal. Sometimes it's a punk, and they go, hey, what's your problem? And you just got to tell them, I'm going to stomp your head right now. I'll stomp you. I mean, you got to deal with punks out there. But the point is that I'm certainly not going to run from it and get attacked. And we got to face this head on. And all of you that work for the system, listen, if you don't know history and you can make excuses about what's going on, when the Supreme Court set the rule that they can come in your house without warrants if a police dog smells something, or that they can put cameras in your backyard without telling you, without a warrant, or put GPS on your car without a warrant, or pull you over and download your cell phone content saying it's not your personal belongings when it's as intimate as it gets. I'm going to stop right there and go to your calls, Tommy and others. We're going to get to all of this, but, you know, I did this video that's gone viral. It's going viral, breaking Mitt Romney elected 45th president. It's up on our big YouTube channel. Get it out to everybody because it just points out how both sides are trying to act like, I mean, Romney's already acting like he's the president. Obama's been acting presidential, you know, running around with the whole hurricane situation. And, you know, quite frankly, there's so much fraud. I don't even know if the establishment knows who's going to get in. That's why they just made sure they had both guys already bought and paid for. And it does mean different styles. I mean, at least Mitt Romney says churches shouldn't have to pay for abortions for their employees. At least Mitt Romney says, and see, I say that because I feel immoral if I don't say at least Romney has to pay lip service to good things. But a lot of people that think the government's their mommy and their daddy and feel powerful through government, through that extension to that reflected glory, they really think abortion's a beautiful, wonderful thing. They really think a forced inoculation's a great thing. I run into these people. They are so pathetic. And those that love government are always so pathetically naive and weak. I mean, they really think the government, the man, wants to give them a free lunch. And a lot of them do get a free lunch, but towards a greater takeover. Towards a greater destruction of society. Government independency wrecks civilizations. The facts are in over and over again on that. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Let's go to Tommy in New York. Tommy, give us your report on where you are in New York and what you've witnessed and what's happening.
Okay, so I'm currently in the East Village, also known as Alphabet City, which is where probably the most devastation in New York and Manhattan happened. I also visited. I'm only going to speak on what I've seen personally, and then what I'm also hearing from residents in other places. I've been to Long Island, and I've been all over Manhattan, and basically, like, part of the city is completely fine and doesn't even know what's going on down here and are going about their daily lives as if nothing's happened. Meanwhile, other people are struggling very, 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 very severely, especially in places like Staten Island, Long Beach, Long Island, all the way down the Barrier Beaches, Rockaways in Queens, Breezy Point, which is actually a very upper-class neighborhood, was destroyed, burned by fires, 130 homes burned. You know, it's a very big spectrum between, like, parts of the city. And like I said, I was expecting an exercise of martial law, but that's not exactly what I saw, Alex. I want to kind of go against some of the reports that you guys are talking about. What I've seen more than anything is in people helping each other. I've really seen neighbors really going out, collecting food, going into the projects over here. The projects is the government housing in the neighborhoods nearby, and knocking on doors, making sure elderly are okay, bringing them food. There was people with bicycles, with bicycle-powered generators, trying to make cell phone plug-in spots for people. You know, I haven't seen too much FEMA. I've only seen, like, one maybe government truck around here in Manhattan, and it's basically been neighbors helping each other. And as I said before, there were bridge restrictions initially, and you know, the gas shortage. Immediately, I thought, "Wow, martial law! Here it is. They're gonna try it." But to be honest with you, I think that it was all really practical what they did. Like when they opened up the bridges the next day, there was such bad gridlock, and there were no streetlights, so they couldn't. Like people just couldn't get places where they needed to go. So they created a bridge restriction, and then they lifted it. The bridge restriction was three people per car. You couldn't get into in or out of Manhattan unless you had more than one person with you. And that was really, really hard.
Sure, listen, brother. That's why we opened the phones up unscreened from New York and New Jersey to get your take. But let me just be specific. I'm reporting on Jersey Shore in their press release calling it martial law. I didn't mean martial law in your area of Manhattan. When you have, what is it, 500,000 people a year being stopped and frisked without warrants, that's martial law. My point is that this could be used to postpone the election, which they're now talking about postponing or extending it. And actually, if you were listening during the first hour, I said it's the churches and the citizens and the people that were prepared that are taking care of people. Government can't and won't protect you and isn't delivering. I have a whole stack of news here. So just to be clear, that's my position from afar. We've got you on to give us human intelligence on the ground. But correct me if I'm wrong. Basically, FEMA isn't doing anything as usual, and it's the people that are maintaining civilization. Is that a correct statement?
From my view, absolutely. I've not seen FEMA really anywhere around my neighborhood. And my mother, actually, who's in Long Island, who just got power yesterday, she called them and she had no avail. What ended up happening is I had to drive to Pennsylvania to get gas and a generator, and I brought it. If you like look at a map, it's about 100 miles or so, 50 in each direction. I went all the way to Pennsylvania, got gas, brought it all the way to Long Island, tried to deliver it, and what I notice is, like, people are just very grossly unprepared, and neighbors are helping each other, not the government.
Yeah, that's the big news here. What percentage of people, in closing, would you say are totally unprepared? Half?
Yeah, I would say more than half, actually. But the city recovered well, man. New Yorkers take care of each other.
All right, brother, thank you. We got to go to break. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Alex Jones here, back live. We're going to try to race through some of your calls now, and then I'm going to get into a story linked up at drudgereport.com by naturalnews.com. Baltimore announces citywide surveillance rollout that records passenger conversations on city buses. This has already happened all over the country. They're now just admitting it. And I'm so busy, and now it's so passe that we lived in a police state so long that even I'm conditioned that I've confirmed They're putting up microphones inside and cameras in some of them inside streetlights in Austin. I've confirmed it, and I haven't even gone out to do a report yet. I mean, that's when you know you're living in tyranny, where it's not even a big deal anymore. Unbelievable. And again, it's not for your safety. Let's get that through your head. They haven't converted some police departments over to pure evil yet, but they're trying. Let's go ahead and go to Chet in New York, then we'll go to Bill and others. Chet in New York, what are you seeing up there?
All right, my friend. How are you, Mr. Jones and
good.
Crew?
Good. Thank you for calling.
First, my prayers go out to gentlemen like Tom and everyone on the coast there. Up here in Naziville, we're at the southwestern shore of Lake Ontario.
Yes.
And all we had was like a storm surge on the lake and some high winds. My daughter and her husband went down to the lake because they lived close to the lake. And they were just kind of riding around because they, you know, like being outside. That's how I grew them up. And they're just watching the waves, which were pretty high. So the Nazi stormtroopers show up and they tell them they have to leave the area. This is along the North Greece Road is what it's called up here in New York. And so even this far, because my son-in-law, he asked, he goes, well, why are you asking us to leave? There's, you know, we're just watching the waves. He goes, no, there's going to be a disaster here, which, of course, it wasn't. We've been up there so long.
But government where it's really bad, like Katrina or there in Manhattan, Staten Island and places just devastated, government can't do anything. And then, but instead, though, where nothing's going on, they can run around and say, you know, get out of here when it's pretty clear a guy's sitting there with his girlfriend or wife or whatever, you know, checking stuff out. You don't want a couple's out, you know, by the lake because it is neat. I mean, I grew up in Dallas on Lake Ray Hubbard, and we used to go down, you know, my dad, mom, and us and watch. We didn't live on the lake. We lived up the hill. We'd go down by the park and watch the waves slamming in. It was pretty cool. But the point is that, but then you see their perspective, hey, let's just get everybody off the streets because they were told it was the end of the world. So, it's a complex issue, but I'm just glad people weren't hurt or killed in your area.
Amen, brother. I was just trying to get that perspective from, you know, this far, you know, inland. That's what they were doing. And I know in Manhattan, of course, and in New Jersey, it's a terrible mess. But then you had, like, you know, Governor Christie coming out as a thug, you know, basically. I don't know.
Well, he banned Halloween so he could have all the candy bars sent to him.
Probably, and then you had, you know, Mr. Bumbleberg going, you know, hey, let's have a race, and I'm glad people stood up to him also where, you know, we're just, I know you guys are all happy, you know, nothing worse happened on that end, but we know the end run on that one is what you said earlier, that they're trying to steer the election, that's definitely in that game plan of theirs, and like I've always said, my friend, that, you know, people ask, when is the New World Order coming?
It already got here.
Living it, you know?
No, that's it. We're already in the pot being boiled. The question is, how high is the flame? Real quick, who do you think is going to win the election tomorrow?
I'm pretty sure, Mr. Jones, it's going to be Romney. I think the fix is for the count. You know,
count not on Bumbles, huh?
Because he already kicked out. Big Bird is out, you know? Well, Bumbles, he's going under the bus. Well, and like you, okay, when you were talking about the bookies and everything, I hate
I meant to make this point about the bookies. They're up there saying it's so scientific. If they're throwing $6 billion at this election, the New York Times is saying, so who knows if that's even true, it's over $3 billion. They're saying it could be $6 billion when it's all done. If they're throwing billions of dollars at this, you can go shift these bets with a few million dollars just so they can say that it's going, you know, 4-1 Obama. But I mean, make your point about the bookies. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. No, I love you talking about it. Well, when I was a young man, I know sometimes you talk about you and your buddies with the golf carts and taking a little bit of beer from people.
Yeah.
Well, when I was a young fellow, I used to like to gamble, and I'm up here in Rochester, which is a stronghold, you know, for the mafia and stuff. So I knew after nightclubs and all that stuff, you know, play a little cards, this and that. But the thing is, once they put the fix in to where they give you that one that's supposed to win, that's the one that's not going to win. You know, that's how gamblers work.
Well, that's right. They can run all sorts of scams. And again, folks, yes, the only theft I've ever engaged in is a few times taking wine and beer out of the golf cart, ice chest of drunk golfers, because we wanted beer when we were 14, 15. But I was also like Spalding from Caddyshack. I would go into the clubhouse and drink everybody's half-drunk drink.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Preparedness is simple. When you have the right stuff, and with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center, and as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple. With the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you'd better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side while we want to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, A solution will emerge.
You have found it, the tip of the spear, coming to you from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, formerly Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones. I want my country. I want my freedom back. I want the government off my back, and I want the global corporations that are conquering us for economic espionage exposed and then defeated. I want the constitutional republic returned. Okay, I'm going to try to go to as many calls as I can now because I need to get to a bunch of news, some military news, police state news, election news, the Democrats openly engaging in race baiting and trying to get conflict going. Unbelievably despicable. All of that is coming up. Bill in Florida, listening on WTAN 1340 AM. Bill, thank you for calling.
Alex, I have two issues. Let's hit the first one, and I'll hit the second one. First issue is, it's been on the news that Mitt Romney's son, Tag, is invested heavily in the voting machines of Ohio, okay? And they said also Colorado, but I know Ohio for sure. And I've heard that on mainstream news media, and then my buddy looked it up on the computer. He said, sure enough, it's true.
Yeah, well, it's six one way, half a dozen the other. It's a subsidiary of Bain, so it's not completely true, but it's partially true.
That's very troubling. And my opinion on that is I think the fix is in, and Romney's going to be the next president. Okay, the fix is in. Okay, my next point, we got another battery company on the verge of bankruptcy, Alex, and a lot of, there's a guy been going on all the internet and all the radio shows trying to pump this thing up, and they did a 1-for-5 reverse stock split two Fridays ago. Their CFO walked off the job. They're selling off their company left and right, and they're trying to pump the stock up, and if you guys own it, get the hell out of it. It's CBAK. It's China.
Well, here's the deal. I don't know anything about batteries and stocks, and I don't want to even be anywhere near pump and dumps or whatever is going on. So I can't really speak to that because I know nothing about it.
Alex, it's CBAK. It trades on our NASDAQ, and it's a shame. Okay?
Well, I mean, I know the globalists do everything they can. God bless you, sir. Anything else? I have a point I want to make on this.
No, I just want to say, God help us tomorrow. Here's my big problem with Romney. And he's been pounding his chest from day one about going to war with Iran, okay? And I heard a guy last night talk on a guest on another show, and he was saying that he surrounded himself with all the Bush-Cheney people, from the John Boltons to the one that exposed Valerie Plame. He's got all these neocons surrounding him, and they all want to go to war with Iran, and that's what's really troubling. That's the one reason why I don't want him in there, Alex, because he wants to go to war with Iran, and we can't afford any more.
No, I hear you. I hear you, but Obama is moving that way as well. So, I mean, we're darned if we do, and you know what if we don't. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I've got it somewhere in this ridiculous stack. Can you guys document cam this? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Got 25 stacks here. 25 stacks of news. And that way, when I read it all and go over it, I can have knowledge when you call in on topics. But it doesn't mean we ever get to about 10% of it here on air. But here's the issue. I saw an article and then even found the video. Bill Clinton is now giving speeches saying Mitt Romney is, quote, coming for the Irish. I mean, this is unbelievable. And again, I guess just where I come from in Texas, I never heard anything about the Irish. I'm part Irish myself, but everybody around here, if they're, quote, Anglos, a Heinz 57, you know, German, Czech, Irish, English, Scottish, French. It's like the whole nine yards. You know, my ancestors have been in this country over 300 plus years, and there's been a lot of intermarrying and stuff going on. But Bill Clinton literally going, listen, I am Irish, as you know, and he was bashing the Italians. Mitt Romney is going after the Italians. And Bill Clinton is now attacking Mitt Romney for saying we shouldn't ship Jeep to Italy, as if it has anything to do with being anti-Italian. If you don't, hey, how about we keep Jeep right here so that Americans, whether they're come from any background, Italian, black, I mean, I don't care, can have a job. And our bailout money to GM and Chrysler and all of this has been used to ship Cadillac and Volt and then Chrysler Division Jeep overseas. First, it was going to go to China. Then it was going to go to Chinese parts and then assembled in Italy. Look, Italy makes great cars, motorcycles, mopeds, sunglasses, clothes. I love Italian stuff. Mangia, mangia. From Italian food right up and down the block. And it just shows this new total racial thing the Democrats do. I will guarantee you, and I'm not defending Mitt Romney, I'm defending reality, to say that Mitt Romney is bashing the Italians, that he came out and said, don't ship Jeep to Italy. It was in the news 2 weeks ago that Jeep, they're looking, and the Chrysler execs confirmed, moving it to China or Italy, and now they're settling on parts from China assembled in Italy. I mean, can we have something for America? I mean, and it turns into racism? Racism against Italians that we don't want Jeep going to Italy? And that bailout money has had General Motors ship Cadillac and Volt to China? I mean, I want China to have a future. I care about the Chinese people. They're not going to get a future working at slave labor levels. That's just going to lower our future. Many Chinese are worse off than they were a few decades ago. If you're the top communist Chinese, they're billionaires and people making money off of enslaving the people with suicide nets around the Apple factories. By the way, every time I mention suicide nets, people call me or email me or on the street go, I thought you were making that up about suicide nets and forced abortions at the Apple factories, the Apple contractor factories. I went and looked that up. That's true. Yeah. They got mobile execution vans, too, in China in every city. 24 per major city. Don't believe me. Just type in suicide van. I mean, not suicide vans, execution vans. Guys, type in execution vans China. It'll be AP, Reuters, photos of them choking women, dragging them into them to gut them. Rich Americans fly in and get the, quote, fresh organs. You know, the point is that when you let China go to this low level, it sucks the whole world down. Globalism is a giant sucking sound like Ross Perot said. And boy, was he right about NAFTA and GATT. Boy, howdy, was he. But, I mean, I saw that video this morning, and I meant to send it to you guys. I didn't. There it is. China's high-tech death van where criminals are executed and then their organs are sold on the black market. That's from March of 2009. It was first in the Financial Times of London a year before that. Yeah, there he is being led on to be killed. I mean, you can't make this up. If you find the Times of London one, it's got him choking a woman with a rope around her neck as they drag her in. I mean, the point is the mass cloning is going on. They use babies for rendering plants of dead babies they forcibly abort that then is put into collagen for women's products. Heaven help us. Because when we write off China, or when they say, oh, it's building their economy up. No, it's not. It's a race to the bottom. The Chinese, I went and saw a movie that I want to review because it's got some good things in it, some bad things. I believe the makers, the Wachowski brother and sister, I believe that they are good people. I know people that know them, and they say they've seen my films and listened to the show some. So if you're out there, Wachowskis, we'd like to have you on. But I went and saw Cloud Atlas with my wife, and, you know, it's all about human liberty and empowering humanity. Some of it I think is negative, but I think it comes from a perspective where they really do want to liberate people. And I'm not going to blow the plot of the film for you, but it deals with a future where we're dehumanized biological androids. Well, folks, when you see the drones going in to be rendered in this movie and fed back to the other drones, Soylent Green, that's what's really going on, but in a more sophisticated system. Through the hospitals, through the where they steal the wealth, the energy you've stored up, through the cancer industry. That's why I don't like Lance Armstrong, all the things I know about him, because family's known him and I have multiple connections to Lance Armstrong. Just I live here in Austin and just happen to fall in with people that have been, you know, very close to him, you know, best friends with his wife, people like that, his ex-wife. And I knew what a bad person he was, but so what? He's a bad, arrogant, you know, chauvinist, narcissistic, you know, guy. That's his issue. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's just frustrating that I got him through two separate people that I knew him well, got him information on cancer viruses and vaccine, the cancer industry. Hey, why don't we find the cause instead of the cure? And it was just all about him getting tax-free money. And that I was told to go to hell by both people. They brought it to him, caring listeners. One guy that was on a board with him, another person that knows him intimately. They bring it to Lance Armstrong, and he goes, Alex Jones, I'm not even looking at what that conspiracy bleeper says. But, hey, this is about let's find the cause, not the cure. And he didn't want to hear any of it. And you know, because I literally dream about having the type of power that Lance Armstrong had. But, see, he was typecast and chosen by the establishment to be their front man because they knew who he was. They helped him cheat in the cycling associations. That's come out. And then now they're destroying him because that's part of the ritual. Build up the hero, destroy it, so you think there's nobody really good in the world. They want to sell you on giving up and being corrupt. Well, let me just explain something. I'm no hero, but I'm real. I try to only promote what I believe is the best products and that I feel good promoting that I personally use to fund my operation and still feel guilty doing it. I try to tell you the truth. I try to really get reality and really pay it forward because I believe in humanity. I want us to have a future. I'm in love with the creativity and the beauty that our species has put forward. And I want human liberty. I want freedom. And I don't want scam artists running everything because they are shuttered mentally. We're going to go to more of your calls. People are holding. We're going to get to CJ and Michael and then Cindy and Mark and Lauren and everybody. We're going to get to everybody coming up. But I need to start getting to some of this news right now. I covered this some yesterday, but it makes me so angry to know people high up in MTV who in the mid-90s were told, we're going to take the most destructive gangster culture and we're going to first deploy it into the black community and then we're going to deploy it into all the other communities to basically destroy people. And KRS-One, Professor Griff, they've all spoken about it as black men, successful artists. But the folks I've talked to from multiple angles are white. And they were there and wouldn't be part of it. Okay. But the point is that this is scientific. When Bill Maher gets up and says Obama needs to be more gangsterish and pull out guns on people, but he's for banning citizens having guns. He just wants people illegally as gangbangers having guns. And black gangbangers and rap people killing each other because that's what a man does. No, that's not what a man does. A man stays with their wife and raises their family or at least tries to take care of their family. And to know that this has been deployed and to know Bill Maher says he wants more abortion and to know that we found more liberals on tape now, including black people saying, let's get rid of black people. To see stuff like this while they lecture those of us that are against socialism. See, Obamacare is bad because it's written by the insurance companies to force us into government eugenics health care. That's why it's bad. Not because Obama's black. And it makes me angry. They know full well people don't like socialism because they know how horrible it is. They know full well it isn't because they hate black people. What does that even have to do with it? It's like saying, I don't like, orange juice. You say, well, that means you don't like Japanese people. And you're like, what does that have to do with it? They inject this in there and shove it in there. And then all the public is conversant in is race and group stuff and what group they identify with. And I'm so sick of it. It's all part of this hollowness. And then I see Michael Moore put out videos where they talk about ripping Mitt Romney's genitals off And this latest thing from last Friday night with Bill Maher saying, you know, black people are going to come after white people if Obama doesn't win, implying that if Obama loses, it's election fraud. Hey, Bill Maher, why don't you talk about how there's election fraud in black box systems across the board? Instead of always doing this, and I happen to know people that know Bill Maher very well. He is a horrible person. He is a self-centered pig, and I predict his downfall just like Lance Armstrong. You got God to deal with, buddy. But we're going to do some reports on him when he says he loves death and loves abortion. These are sick people, and they make me so angry because these are the people that are going to hold back humanity, and I'm tired of them. I'm tired of them sowing the seeds of our destruction so they can play the part of the good guy referee while they're selling the gangster culture. We got a bunch of clips together. We're going to do a report soon. David Ortiz wants to do it with all of his different clips. Just, you know, saying blacks should be gangbangers. Blacks should be vicious. Blacks should be, you know, again, that was done to destroy black communities, kind of the cherry on top. And it makes me sick. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of him right here. Here's Bill Maher.
So I would just like to say, for anyone thinking about voting for Mitt Romney, if that's who you are, if you're thinking about voting for Mitt, I would like to make this one plea. Black people know who you are, and they will come after you.
You know what? If some people see that and they think it's license, I will guarantee you, with 3 million listeners a day conservatively, if I got up on air and I said, go attack a certain group, I guarantee you people would go out and attack. That's just the way it is. Everybody's got unstable viewers and listeners. And that guy, they air it over and over again, has probably 10 million viewers in a week. Not even a million watch it when it first aired. They aired that thing over and over again. I've looked at the numbers. Probably 10 million viewers worldwide, probably 5 million of them, guesstimation. I've seen the numbers before domestically. Wow, what happens if Romney wins by hook or by crook or whatever? White people deserve to be attacked? Because black people know you're white and know you did it? I mean, that is crazy. And this is something that's taught by the new Black Panther Party leaders down in Houston. I've seen them on the news say, don't mug in the black neighborhood, go mug in the white neighborhood. How about don't mug anywhere? You see, this is so crazy. And this is meant to get whites and blacks scared of each other. That's what that sick pimp is doing. That's what he's doing, is to destroy unity. And where better to do it but from a fake liberal perspective? Bill Maher is a disgusting pig and ought to be wearing a swastika armband, because that's tough stuff Nazis did.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
Use it only in emergencies.
Only in emergency.
Pray to God.
Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
it? Can you hear it? Can you taste it? Can you touch it? The majesty, the magic of this blue planet spinning through space. And we're busy focusing on a bunch of crooks that have seized our society who tell us the collective is where the power comes from, not from the individual. All right. Next hour is coming up. I'll go right to your calls in the news. Finishing up, since I mentioned it, there's a bunch of these clips. We're getting a whole bunch of them together right now for the nightly news tonight and tomorrow night just to document this. Here's the Michael Moore video, part of it, where the woman says we're going to burn this MF-er down. And they cut to the guy in Spanish saying, yes, we can. This is Michael Moore. Burn things down if Mitt Romney gets elected. It's fraud. Here it is. They say it's a message from the greatest generation. And it cuts to the old lady and the old man, all of them sitting
there. I was born in 1915 during World War I. My first vote was in 1940 for Franklin D. Roosevelt. And I have not missed an election since. And I want the Republican Party to know, if your voter suppression throughout this beautiful country enables Romney to oust Barack Obama, we will burn this down.
Si se puede.
That's enough. That's enough. And this woman goes on to say she's going to punch Romney in the testicles and then rip him off. The issue is, it goes on and on. Speaking of election coverage, you can go to InfoWars.com and click on the InfoWars Covers Puppet Election Live. The video feed that's normally for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, it's free right now. The nightly news tonight, all of it in that box. You click on the big banners at the top of the puppet show at the top of InfoWars. We put a special background up. It takes you to the feed where you can find the video players. Please email this to your friends and family. Please tweet this out to everyone you know. Also, for the election, government can't and won't protect you. That's been proven. Let's get prepared ourselves this election. Let's decide to get high-quality water filtration and stop drinking the city tap water. You can even get fluoride filters that go with it if you want to order those. With the ProPure, we already have the lowest price with 10% off, ladies and gentlemen. Well, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and type in for the election, water 15, it's not the normal 10% off that's the lowest price anywhere. It's 15% off. We're going to run that until Friday. And we have that promo code, water15, along with some other promo code coupons posted in the Listen Live section. So you go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com and just click on the top banner, which is, it says InfoWars election coverage, special election coverage. You click on that, and it will take you to the page, or just go to InfoWars.com/election, and it will take you there as well. And there are some promo codes right there on the site. But you've heard the callers. More than half the people in New York, New Jersey didn't have water filters, didn't even have things to store water, didn't have extra gas, didn't have food, and thank God other citizens took care of them. But if there is ever a longer crisis, if there's ever a longer problem, we're going to have big problems, obviously, and people need to be prepared. And when you purchase ProPure from us, the other preparedness items at InfoWarsStore.com, it makes the transmission possible because we're funded by you buying our products and supporting us and our sponsors. We're not like the MSNBC that gets banker bailout money or how the government takes billions of money and puts it into propaganda in TV shows. No, we're not state-sponsored media. We're people-sponsored media by patriots like you. So InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.